utilize it and continue to push forward and grow as a church. And so God's got a lot in store for us. I just want to thank y'all, just to let y'all know, Brother Bill and Pastor and his wife are doing good right now. They're doing very well. They're feeling good. If any of y'all didn't know, they had come under the being sick and under the virus. So he wanted me to say, hey, they ain't hiding from nothing. Brother Bill and 2021. It's up to us as a church. He wanted me to say, hey, they ain't hiding from nothing, and just saying that they're feeling good and everything's going well. So, but just to let y'all know, I am filling in. And so, Pastor had asked me to bring a message this morning, but I can tell you right now, I hope God's already been speaking to you this morning, because through this message, I hope you can just sit there and listen to what God was telling us. And so, I thought about when you start feeling for the pastor, sometimes you start going, what am I going to say? What am I going to speak about? You know, because Brother Bill brings it every week, right? And so very knowledgeable. And so I start thinking, you know, just reflect. At this time of the year, what do? At Christmas time. And so for me, it's a reflection of the year, right? A lot of times we reflect back and you know, for me, everybody can say, man, 2020 was horrible. But I guess it's how you look at your cup, right? How your cup is it half empty, half full, or is it empty at all? And for me, God has tremendously blessed me this year and my family. My health is good. He kept my family safe. As far as, God brought me to this church the first of this year. Right before COVID hit, God brought me here. So he gave me a whole new family. And so, God has done a lot of things this year. And, if we look back on our lives all this year, did you ever do without? God provided. And God provides for his children. And so every year we can reflect back. And it's amazing to me, we're coming on the end of the year, and we're going to let one day, we'll go from 2020 to 2021, right? And all of a sudden, 2021 is going to be totally different. It's going to be better. It's going to be the greatest year we ever done. I'm fixing to get on a weight program loss, and I'm going to drop 30, 40 pounds. We started the year off thinking that it's going to be totally different, and it's going to be the greatest year ever. But God gave us this year to make this the greatest year ever, right? God has gave us something that he's entitled us to a job. And so I just want to reflect on what, to me, I guess what Christmas means to me. And so we're going to look at a few scriptures here, but what does he mean to you? I mean, have you ever just thought about what does Christmas really mean to you? I hope Christmas, for me, as a child, means totally different to me than it does now, right? As an adult, I hope Christmas has a total different meaning. I hope I try to push what the meaning of really what Christmas is to my kids, not to what it was when I was a child. When I was growing up, we all look forward to Christmas, right? And sometimes people today be like, I don't really care for Christmas, right? How many of y'all are ready for Christmas to be over? All right, we got a bunch of joyous people. Amen. Yeah. Let's have a prayer. We're going to have an altar call, and we're going to close services right now because we've got a great group of people. But, I mean, you're around a lot of people that Christmas, that's what they wish, Christmas to be over. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. But it's what it represents to me, all right? And so, if you do have the Word of God, everybody say Word.
Word.
That's horrible. Everybody say Word.
Word.
All right, everybody got the Word of God. If you got your Bibles, the first scripture we're going to be in John chapter 6, verse 38. And why Jesus came? Jesus came to do the will of His Father. This is why we celebrate Christmas. Because Jesus came to do... Jesus was in heaven, and He came to earth, right? I mean, we ever think about that enough to say that... I mean, why would He come? And He came here to earth. He said, it says for in verse John chapter 6, verse 38, it says, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of my Father." To me, not my own will. He said, not my own will, but the will of my Father. And I think about that. What is the will? What is the will of the Father for me to do? What is my job? And more than anything, just like Jesus came here to set passion and show that why He came here is to have a relationship with us. As Christians, once we accept that, that's our job. We should be excited about Christmas time, that hey, we can look back, reflect on why Jesus came here. Like, I accepted Christ, it's my job to tell other people about Jesus. Yeah, I mean, He didn't come just to be born and save us and then that'd be the end of our job, right? For the most part, we look around. Did you see the kids during the play? I mean, for me, I look at reflect. I look at faces, right? Some of them started out. My sons were one to, you know. And then he gets the, you know, as it goes, he's, you know. Some of them started out, and then there's, you know, the reflection of our kids. But I see them looking around at people, right? And as they look around at people, somebody smiling, they smile, they look around, somebody go, they're going, right? Hey, that's what we do as Christians. What are we reflecting when we're out in the world? Do we reflect that we love Jesus Christ, that Jesus lives in us? You know, sometimes I can say I don't. You know, there's times in 2020 that I really did not reflect Jesus living inside of me. And I know that every day it's a battle for us. And why else did Jesus come? He came to save sinners. He came to save sinners. It says in Hebrews 9, 26, it says, "For then He would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundations of the world. But as it is, He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself." Jesus came once. He came once to sacrifice. He came once to have that relationship. He came once to separate it, all that stuff that happened so we could have that relationship with Him as a Christian. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but that excites me that no matter what, can you think about it? We sing songs, we read scriptures, we think about all that time. But you know what? Jesus still had you on His mind when He went to the cross. That's what it says in Scripture. If you believe in Scripture, Jesus had every one of us, knowing that one day that we would live on this earth, He had us in mind, that when He went to the cross for us, He came and sacrificed and died so we could have that relationship with Him. And to me, that makes me think, well, you know what? I'm just as important as these people in Scripture. God's got a job for us. Every last one of us, He set aside something special for each and every one of us so that we would do His will. That's why Jesus came to sacrifice Himself, right? in John chapter 12, verse 46, it says, He came to bring light to a dark world. If nothing else, this world, as we reflect back in 2020, we should look and see how dark it is, right? We can look back and say, all this stuff's going on, but Jesus came to bring light. And we are the light. Amen? Amen. We are the light. So if our world is dark, it's because of us. Because God has, and we have a job to do, right? And He's given it to us. It says, For I came down from heaven, not to do, oh, I'm reading the wrong scripture, sorry. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. So, I mean, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you don't remain in darkness anymore. You have the light, right? To shine. That's what I start thinking about. You know, the same God that was in this scripture is the same God today. Right? Do we believe that?
Amen.
I hope so. Because if we do believe that, we can look back at the same God that I started kind of reflecting. I just, in my mind, I was like, you know, you study scripture, from a kid, you hear all these stories, and as an adult, you hear all these stories. You know, Abraham, you know, you don't really understand when you're a child, but Abraham was 100 years old before he really started having kids. You start going, what? You know, holy cow. You know, he said, you will be a man of many nations, a father of many nations. He started having children at an age of 100. I mean, for your women, how many of y'all want to have a kid at the age of 50? 40. No, I mean, so 100 years old, you know, God started. So, I mean, Noah, right? They'd never even seen rain. Told Noah to build a boat. I'm going to flood. We start looking at all these stories. My favorite, Samson, what he did with Samson. Use Samson, right? You know, Ruth, he used the lady. You know, you study the whole book of Ruth is about Ruth and what she did for God. David being one of the greatest kings ever. And what he did as a child, a little shepherd boy. Josiah was the youngest king ever. He used a little boy at the age of 8 years old to change a whole nation. Elijah. Any of y'all remember the story of the battle of the altar with the Baal? Pour all the water, dig the ditch, do what you want to. And he showed up in a mighty way. God, I mean, verse after verse after verse, what our God is capable of. And we stand back worried about where our nation is. See, God has given us the light. You know, we had the Holy Spirit when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. The power of what God lives in us, right? The same God that rose Jesus from the dead lives in us. That's one of my favorite songs. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but Jeremy Camp wrote it. The same God that rose, He lives in us today. And so, the same God that had the ability to do all that back then is the same God we worship. The same God that we serve. And I don't know about y'all, but that, I mean, when I hear this and read this, I know that our God is in control. And He's gave us a job to do. Are we doing it? That's how I reflect on 2020. No, I did. You know, this coronavirus hit and the things that happened. How much have I stood for God? See, the 2020 is just, 2021 is just a day separation from 2020, right? The thing about it is we have the opportunity when we get up tomorrow to be different than we were today. It's a new day. And God has commanded us to do things in our lives. Are we doing it? And so, last verse here, I'm not going to keep y'all long today, but He gives eternal life. See, He came, died, to have a relationship with me and you, so we can live with Him forever and ever and ever. Our life here is temporary. It's a short-lived. The older I get, I start really feeling how temporary it is, right? And I don't know how many of y'all get up in the morning, and I mean, in case you know, used to, I'd get up for work about 5 minutes before I had to go to work, right? Before I had to get in the truck to leave. How many of y'all used to do that or do that today? Well, I used to do that, so I'd have to leave the house. I know y'all are thinking this thing is crazy, but I'd have to leave the house by 5 o'clock every morning. So my alarm would set for about 4:45, clothes laid out, alarm goes off, I'm jumping up in my clothes, grab a drink, I'm out in the truck, I'm headed to Little Rock or wherever I worked at, right? It takes me about 45 minutes these days. I don't jump up at all. I roll out. Yeah, I gotta have a ball on the ground to rub my feet on just to get them things acclimated to stand up long, right? See, all this takes place. God has loved us forever so we can have eternal life. He wants us to spend the rest of our life with Him. That relationship that He has with us, that He sent His Son for us, is not just for eternity, but it's so that we can have that relationship right here on earth. And so, I think about it more and more, you know, my family. You know, how many of y'all have family that don't know Jesus? And one day they're going to die, and they're not going to spend eternity in heaven. The more and more it makes me think about the people that's beside me. Jesus came to give us life. John chapter 6, verses 51. It says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of the bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. It's a living bread. When you accept it, you live forever with Him. Guys, I hope this time of the year we reflect on not what Christmas is, but what Jesus did for us. He chose to come here. I believe, without a shadow of doubt, Jesus was sitting up there and He goes, God, I love those people. Send me. Because there's a relationship gap here that we don't get to have a relationship. You can't have a relationship with them people, but I want to go break that bond. I want to go have a relationship with them people forever. So he chose to come here and be that perfect sacrifice. I hope we reflect on that this time of the year. That's why He came as a baby. As the birth of Christmas, we should celebrate. No doubt that He came for each and every one of us. If you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus Christ, and you're not sure that you've accepted Jesus Christ, I want you to know that relationship is sitting there waiting for you. Don't go into 2021, don't go into the mall without knowing that Jesus Christ died for you and what He's done for you. Any of us adults, there's plenty of adults. If you're an adult, there's another adult in here to speak to today about what Jesus has done for you. As Christmas is here, I want you to just reflect on what Jesus wants us to do coming into the next year. He's got something great for our church. He's got something special for each and every one of us here that He's commanded us. And He wants us to do as a church body. Go to the Lord and find out what it is and let's do it. We've got a lot to do this next year. And God's got exciting things for us. Let's close the prayer, and I have announcements this day, dear Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I just love You. I praise You. The Father, I just ask for You. I just thank You for what this time of the year it means to me, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I thank you for thinking about me when you went to the cross, Father. But more than anything, I just thank you for coming to this earth and having that relationship with us. Dear Lord, I thank you. I love you and I praise you. And forgive me where I fail. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.